Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another podcast with Taze and Ginge. This is the Offstream Podcast. Welcome in if you are a brand new listener. And if you're not and you're coming back to watch us because you love us, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's probably a lot.
Yeah, well, yeah, because...
Because what?
They love you, don't they?
You're developing an ego.
Oh, okay.
You better stop this ego.
Right.
Right? Because when you stand up, I'll flatten you right back down to earth. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
no. Finished?
Yeah, I'm done.
Good. So welcome back in, everyone. I hope you're all doing fantastic. I hope you had a fantastic week. Today's going to be the duo episode. We're going to be discussing current topics like Ballers League, which is actually tomorrow. You're playing.
I am.
I'm managing. And then on Sunday, Soccer Aid, which we'll get into. But if you've heard a thing or two, it's quite a big thing. So, but yeah, no, we'll get into Soccer Aid. I'm absolutely buzzing for it. And of course, listen, Ballers tomorrow. Where do we begin?
Because a lot's going down.
Yeah, there is a lot. There's a lot going down. We'll begin at the start. The Rota is semi-final one, semi-final two, then the creators game, then there's some English All-Stars versus German All-Stars, then there's the final. So we'll go for the first semi-final. It is going to be SDS versus Depa Trio.
Okay.
Who do you think is going to win?
I think it's written in the stars.
Yeah.
For SDS to be in that final. I also think it's written in the stars for United to be in the final. I think that's the best
outcome.
Everyone's best case scenario, isn't it? What do you reckon?
I reckon, like you said, it's written for SDS to get in that final. And I also think United versus MVPs is going to be probably... I think, personally, off actual individuality, whoever wins our semi-final wins it all, in my opinion, because we're the two toughest teams, MVPs and United. Last time we played MVPs, we did actually lose 4-3, but they scored a freak goal to win it, and I wasn't there.
Does that make you nervous going into the semi-final, knowing that they have got your number?
I wouldn't say nervous. It's just more of the fact of, if anything, it should motivate us more, because they're one of the teams out of the three games we've lost. Obviously, the last game we lost was a throwaway anyway. But the two other games we've lost, they're ones that have actually beat us. So we go into it more motivated, and you want to try and get one and back over on them. But their coach is absolutely exceptional.
I think where SDS could possibly go wrong is that they're probably thinking about the final already.
Yeah.
I think they'll be thinking about an SDS United final.
Yeah. Well, that's their big day out, isn't it?
Yeah, when they haven't even played the semis yet. So I think that's where they could maybe go wrong. But I think for everyone's sake, we do hope it is an SDS United final.
Yeah. And Depa Trio, who SDS are playing, SDS did just actually beat them, I think, 7-3.
Oh, really?
But they were resting players. And Micah Richards is speaking to a couple of people, shall we say. Daniel Sturridge being one of them.
Ooh.
And Danny Rose being another.
What, to bring him in?
Yeah. And he's also offered to pay
me to play. And I did say, listen, I've got the creator game. I know you need to win the semis, but I've literally got the creator game. So there's other things on my head that I need to think of. And you know me, I'm not centered when I give most of it to where?
The charities. The GING Foundation, which are still waiting for that direct debit to be set up.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll Is that still doing that?
We'll sort that.
Yeah, perfect. So yeah, he's actually, Mike Richards actually offered to pay for someone's holiday because this person that they wanted was going away this Friday. But he went, if you pay, if you play for me, I'll rearrange your holiday and pay for it. That's how bad he's...
And did they not take it?
I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. But that's the level we're at. And Michael Richards has gone round to every other manager in the league that have played us and told them how to beat us, which makes no sense because he didn't even beat us anyway.
Right. So do you know, though, has he told you who he's picked? But you just can't say.
Who is Wildcards?
Yeah.
No, I actually have no idea. They're just two names I know he spoke to.
And who is it again?
Danny Rose and Daniel Sturridge.
Okay.
Two good players.
Who did Danny Rose play for?
Tottenham.
Okay.
And he went on to, he's played for other teams, but yeah, mainly Tottenham. So it'll be interesting to see who they turn up to. SDS have got to get two wild cards in. It'll be, it'll be interesting to see who they get in.
Has United got a big wild card?
No, so first of all, I believe in, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Okay.
Right. So our wild cards are going to be the same. Raz and Butcher. Because of Remy's at our centre-half got injured last week. So we're a man down, typical. We've got a new player coming back from injury, which is going to be really good because he's going to be like a wild card because no one's seen him play anyway. He's a very good player as well. Cards, he's class. But ultimately, we have to beat MVPs. And then if we beat MVPs, the final, I just really want to win it and give me speech. That's all I want. I just want to win it and give my speech.
Have you got a speech ready?
No, I don't need one. Because there's two things. There's going to have to be a thank you to everyone, Coxie and the team. There's going to have to be a thank you to all the fans for coming. Right, then it goes to SDS, your f***ing shit.
Yeah.
They're going to get it. Mm-hmm. If we win, this is going to be... But it's going to bite me in the arse now if we don't win and SDS win. But I'm willing to do it because I'm confident. And then the bov line. Just a aura line.
What are you going to say?
You'll wait and see, mate. Oh, wait and see. Wait, it should be good.
I hope you do see it, but you may as well do it now because, like, probably... I'm not going to jinx it because I hope you do win.
Thank you. But enough about the final now. Let's speak about your game, the creator game. We've got your 11 or your 10 players there. So we're going to go through them and then we're going to... I want you to give me a bit of... How do you reckon they're going to go?
Now... Players that you're going to read, you're going to read and think, how have they got in a team with you? Is what you're going to think.
Yeah.
How have they got in your team?
Because you're f***ing so good and like big and popular and shit.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah. First one, KSI.
How has he bagged that then?
How the f*** is he on the same team as you?
How has he bagged that?
Honest to God. That must have been, out of everything he's achieved, that's one of his greatest moments, to step out on a football pitch with Taze MCR.
I bet he can't wait to meet him. Oh, I've met him before.
Yeah.
He's the happiest day.
He'll probably be asking for a collab. Like music and
what's funny?
Because I'm looking at the next name because he might
would you
also
listen to that song.
What KSI Taze? I would. I'd play it on stream.
Would you?
Yeah.
How many times?
Depends if it's good or not. Okay. But do you know what I mean? Not sure. We'll see what happens. I just think where's KSI gonna play? Is he gonna go in goal again or?
Ooh. He could possibly be in goal. You'd want to put KSI in a place he's probably not gonna get the ball much. Maybe like a left back.
Left back. What about Chunks?
Chunks is a baller.
He is.
He's better set piece, I'd say. He's good. I don't know. I wouldn't say he's an all-round tank.
No, I'd say he moves like one. He's not fast, is he, Chunks?
I don't know, he might be.
He's not the quickest, but I think he's got very good technique.
Yeah, free kicks.
Free kicks would be good,
bottom on him.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Then, next up, the man mountain, George Clarkey.
I've not seen much. You played at Sidemen match?
Did he? Yeah, he might have done, yeah.
I reckon he'll be a baller.
Yeah, I don't know if he might have scored. I'm not sure about that. Manny?
Manny, baller.
Baller. Manny, well, yeah, he's ballers baller. League.
That was like a shit joke. Then we got AJ Shabir.
Yeah, that's a long day, that one.
Zero way that's you can play football.
Yeah, it's a long day, that one, I'm going to be honest with you.
Very long
He's
day.
Still living off scoring in the beta squad game.
And how did he do that?
I have no idea, because Ketcher's in net. But it was a finish, to be fair, I'll give you that, AJ. But no, yeah, I think so far from the names I've read, I think you're in trouble.
Do you think?
I think you're in big trouble. I'm confident in two people there. George Clarkey and Manny. That's right. It. Everyone else. Next up, Kenny. If he plays like he fights, you're in more trouble. Let me tell you that for something. You're in big trouble.
I think he's good, boxer.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
He's going to be a good player.
Yeah.
So why did you say it like that then?
Well, no, because what it is he, I think he lost his last two, so I'd take the piss. Ultimately, not the f*** out of me, but I'm not trying to box him, am I? Right. So I can say what I want, really. Right. And that's the beauty of the internet. You can say what you want behind a camera.
And that's what's wrong with today's generation.
Exactly. Do you know what? I'll let you go on about it because I think it's wrong.
No, you're wrong. Because people like you, yeah, your little f***ing gingerhead, yeah, too comfortable saying things about getting punched in your f***ing face.
Yeah.
And that's what's wrong with today's f***ing snowflake generation.
But you've
Sorry,
now
that
just...
was just a bit of a...
Yeah, but you've just contradicted yourself. Because if it's a snowflake generation, why can't I say what I want?
I just thought it'd sound cool for the camera.
Fair enough. To be fair, you actually have no idea what you've just f***ing said. You just ramble, don't you?
It made sense, though.
It made sense, to be fair. Then next up, Teo. You might not know Teo.
I've not seen much.
I've played with him in Qatar where I scored. Very good player.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Scored?
Where, which one, Wembley or Qatar?
Oh, I'm not the Qatar one. Did you score?
Yeah, for Simon, one of my best mates. Minimin, so you know him as. He's lifted this ball and comes across. I've seen Thogden in goal. Ball's coming across. I've lost my man. I've lost him. I've dropped the shoulder and I've gone.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he's on the halfway line.
Did you learn that off your dad?
Pardon?
I said, did you learn that off the bag in the changing rooms? That you mean, go on, carry on.
I was f***ed. Anyway, ball's coming. I've got my head on it. Bang, right across it. 1-1.
But did you do the little flick?
Yeah, the little flick. Took a full face of glove. Yeah,
you're used to that though.
Yeah, exactly.
Boxing and shit.
Exactly, mate. But yeah, no. Teo's a baller. E-man, also a baller.
Well, when I showed my little brother this list, he said, SV2.
Yeah, SV2 is a baller. He actually did send me in Qatar. He got man of the match.
Is that your phone ringing?
No, it's your phone, mate.
Switch it off.
How many? You dropped it now. Good. By the way, this podcast that we've been doing it now for however long, his phone's gone off 4 times.
Nope. No, it's not gone off 4 times.
It's gone off 4 times?
It's not gone off 4 times.
Why? What's wrong with that?
It just looked dead weird when you've done it.
4 times, mine's gone off 0. Just saying.
That's full of shit.
Professionalism.
It has gone off.
All right, once,
yeah,
I think,
maybe. Yeah, because no one rings you.
Your mum does. So you got SV2 as a baller. Then, next up, in my opinion, the biggest name of them all. The greatest player of our generation, it is Taze MCR.
Stop it. Yeah.
Honestly, be honest, how do you think you're going to do in this creators game?
Well, you know, you like to slag me, but I know you know deep down that I can play.
Yeah.
You know I can. We've had many experiences.
Yeah, we've had many experiences.
We've played in charity matches together. I've scored a hat trick on you while you was in defence. Yeah, and then we played the Edson, what is it, the Finies game together, the tournament, and I carried us to victory.
And I'm the one developing an ego. Just thought I'd let you feel there.
Did you just yawn on this podcast? But why did we not get paid enough this month? Is that what it is?
Do you know what it is, right, with you? You run
what is
like
it with me?
You run like you're at the Pirates of the Caribbean. You run like you've got a peg leg.
Sure was.
And it's not normal.
People say I run like Haaland.
No, you run fuck all like Haaland. Oh, you definitely don't play like him. You run really weird, and that's what puts me off you, to be honest.
Right.
And it makes me look like and just think you've got no undies on.
Don't prove it.
No, don't prove it. Oh. But have you got undies on?
Yeah.
Right. It just makes me think that you've not. How do you think you're going to do that? How many minutes would you be happy with?
I want a full half.
You want a full half?
Yeah.
I want a full half.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
So hang on a minute here. KSI, Chunks, Manny, Kenny, AJ, E-Man. I want a full half. Fucking do one, dickhead.
Well, Nicole's the manager. And me and Nicole go back to 2006.
Do you mean you go back to an hour ago when you bought his sweets?
No, we go back to 2006.
What happened in 2006?
We found out we was cousins.
How?
What do you mean?
How?
What do you mean, how?
Because I thought you were from Jamaica.
I am.
And where's Nico from?
No, he's not from Jamaica, but...
I know he's English.
Yeah. So, what we did, I went on Ancestry.
Yeah.
And I found out, and it come up Nico, so I contacted him. When I went on his messages, he'd already messaged me because he'd done the same thing.
Shit.
Found out his cousins.
Oh, wow, that is crazy.
I know, it was actually pretty emotional. We met up and I'd had a few and that.
Right, what, in 2006?
Yeah.
When you were 5. And then next up, Nastas. Now, I'm not sure who he is, but we have googled him beforehand.
Wait, we've just skipped past me too quick there.
Sorry. Who are you most looking forward to playing against?
Against?
Yeah.
I don't really know who I'm playing against.
You've got, let me have a look. I know Mario Balotelli's there.
Met him already.
Have you?
Yeah. Nice. He'll probably remember me.
Ooh, maybe not. Right, Ballers League, here we go. Just pulling it up. So the two that I've got here, JJ Okocha and Mario Balotelli.
None of them names scare me.
They don't scare you?
No, none of them names scare me.
Why would they scare you?
Because they're good players and I'm going to be playing against them. If you had, genuinely, all jokes aside,
yeah,
please, if you had to compare me to one player, who would you compare
me to? A footballer?
Yeah.
Genuinely?
Genuinely. Like my play style, not like level of goodness.
Your play style?
Yeah.
Scott Parker.
Who the fuck's that?
English holding mid. All right, similar, Gareth Barry. I'm going to stick with Scott Parker. Just because you get it in the middle and you distribute it. Or you try to. So it doesn't always sometimes come off.
So Nico messaged me yesterday.
Yeah.
My cousin. And he said, brother, tell me who you are most compared to.
Yeah.
And I said, Jude Bellingham.
Yeah.
That's funny.
No, if anything, I think you probably look more like Jude Bellingham than play like him. And that says a lot.
Why?
Because you don't look fuck all like him and you're shit at football. You don't look anything like him.
You just said, I'm a holding mid who distributes the ball.
Yeah, Jude's not, he's a 10. And he's a goal scorer, you're fucking not.
I'm not a goal scorer.
No, you're not. Don't even try it. Right, let's put your team together, right? Who's your goalkeeper?
Let's say...
This is to start the game.
Let's say KSI.
KSI in net. Two defenders are you having? And in sixes side, it's different. It's not left back, right back. It's two centre backs, really, but one can go up and down.
Where does Teo play?
Tell your boyfriend, or your girlfriend, sorry, to stop belling you. Oh, it's his accountant, to be fair. Fucking hell. Tay's that extra 50 grand from Snapchat's just gone in. Do you still want me to put it under the rug? Fuck it off, mate. Boring.
Is that what my accountant says?
Yeah.
Well, my accountant's actually your accountant, so you would know by experience then, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't, because Luke's fantastic and he does a great job.
He is. Right, I would go...
So you got KSI in net, two defenders.
You pick one defender.
No, because I'm not playing you.
Where does Teo play?
Winger.
Right, okay. I'm going to go Nastas, because he looks like a big lad.
Nice.
Then I will go... Oh, Kenner?
Yeah, Jerry, that is why you're not a football manager. Your two centre-halves should be Clarke and yourself.
You reckon?
Yeah. But you've gone for Kenny and who else?
Nastas.
Then you've got one in the middle, the pivot. Who are you going to have in the middle
That's where I would have put myself.
You're going to put yourself in the middle?
No, but I'll put myself in the middle.
All right, so you fought from the off then. Are you two strikers / wingers?
I will have E-Man.
Nice.
And Teo.
Right, okay, nice. So you've benched AJ, George Clarke, and Manny.
All right,
and
okay.
Chunks.
Right, now let me change it from now.
Why? You just chose it.
No, because I just went off rough things. Right, I'm going to go what you said. me and George, centre back.
Then you want your pivot in the middle.
I will go E-man.
Right.
Do you want to fucking pick it yourself? Because everything I say, you want to fucking change.
No, this is your team.
I won't say
no, it's your team. No, go on. Yeah, no. And then your two strikers. Are you having up two strikers? Oh, he always gets like this. It does my fucking head in. Why do you always see your ass? All the time.
You want to see my what?
No, I don't want to see it. You see your own ass and it does my head in every time. Can't just have a nice fucking debate, can we?
No, because I'm just trying to pick a team and you're there.
No. I'm trying to help you and you're not understanding it. No, because you're fucking clueless. You do it all the time. All the time you see your ass. You need to just stop and just take it on the chin.
I want to take it on the chin.
We didn't have any complaints last night, did you?
Don't you get involved in my team selection ever again.
All right, okay. All right.
Do you understand?
Yeah, who's your pivot?
It was me. I know it wasn't.
You changed it. You're at centre-back. See what I mean? You don't even fucking listen to yourself. Never mind, listen to me.
It's Mane.
Right, okay, good choice. Two strikers.
I will go E-man and Tail.
I like it. Nice. So you've benched Nastas, you've benched Kenny, you've benched AJ, George Clarke and Chunks.
No, me and George are the centre back.
Oh yeah, sorry. Who else have you been on?
So realistically, I'm starting on the bench.
Depends. Nico might pick the team differently.
Oh, my cousin, yeah, my cousin.
Your cousin,
manager.
Isn't he? So
that's mad.
Yeah, I think you'd be all right. But yeah, I think ultimately you should start. If I'm honest,
do you reckon?
Yeah, I think it should be you and George at the back
if we want to win.
You want physical players, right? And you're not the physicalist, but you're quite tall.
I'm 6 foot two.
Yeah, no, but you built like a breast stick. You got George, who's built like a fucking brick. So him and you at the back. Defensively, I think you're pretty shit though. In the middle, I'd have Mane or Teo, because you got a very agile player there, can do a lot of run.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Either way. And you two up front, you want goal scorers. So I'd go E-man. And then whoever you didn't choose out of Teo and Mane, I'd start them for a runner.
But do you know what the best thing about that is? I didn't fucking ask you. Right?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And this is what I'm talking about the ego you're developing.
No, it's not an ego. It's just you were sat here on a podcast. I'm just
trying to. NYK Chazza too much. You're developing the ego.
I'd rather develop an ego than a cholesterol, because that fucker can eat.
He's got both.
He is. He did his BMI yesterday. I guess what it was.
What was it?
Obese. 31.6. He says, I'm cooking, because it's getting lower. I said, if anything, mate, you're fucking cooking too much.
Yeah.
Fat bastard. Huge. But
massive.
Before we move on from ballers, final predictions. I want score predictions. SDS versus Depa Trio score prediction.
I'm going to go 6-4.
SDS?
Yes.
United versus MVPs?
I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be 7-5 United.
Lost your mind. There will never be that many goals.
Do you think?
No. So you've got SDS United in the final. Then the final. What is the score?
I think it will be a very one-sided final.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I'm going to go 5-2.
Two.
Who do you think?
United.
SDS.
What the fuck?
What?
Are you fucking serious?
No, I
would
say
I'd fucking turn the gaff upside down, bro.
I've seen him do it bare times, so I don't even want to say that. Because you didn't let me finish.
Go on, sorry.
I said, you went SDS. I've no chance.
Oh, I cut you off, didn't I? Sorry. Fair enough. Right. That's it for ballers. Then moving on to what we're doing on Sunday. Okay.
What you're doing.
Well, no, but you'll be there watching.
Yeah, but I'll be there supporting me, mate, because I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
But oh my God, what a day it's going to be.
Well, that's the day. You've got the build up, yeah. So We got Soccer Aid coming up. I'm not gonna bullshit. We got Soccer Aid coming up and I'm fucking gassed. I'm over the moon and I cannot wait. This will be, I think, probably the greatest achievement of anything I've done. Actually, no.
What is?
No, I think it's a tough one. It's a tough one. There's a lot I could think of that I'm very proud of myself for doing, but this is 100% up there. So I suppose it depends what happens in the game. Done it really.
So what as of now, what's the best thing you've ever done? Was it becoming the multimillionaire, or was it?
You're an absolute fucking weirdo. What? I actually can't stand you.
What's that
about, though?
That's what you said
dick.
In the car.
Ignore him. That's like, not true. Ignore him. That's not true. You're a fucking weirdo. Okay. No. So if I had to pick a top three right now, I'd probably say...
The day this podcast started.
Yeah, for you. No, I reckon the Sidemen match... becoming
which one?
Pardon?
Which Sidemen match?
Which why? I personally, I don't know, because the first one was the like I got
and that probably meant more to you because it was the first time you've been asked.
No, I think they both meant the same because it was just fucking unreal. But it was a reaction I got from knowing I weren't even meant to play to then getting belled up saying, "Oh, I'm playing." That's what. So that one. Then you got Wembley because I scored. And I'd say this, what I've managed to do on Twitch, I'm very proud of. And a shout out to the Twitch chat as well. So I'd say I've definitely missed stuff off there, but they're just quick in my head. This definitely will have to go in the top three.
1,000,000%.
But the way it works is, so tomorrow, Thursday, where we have got Ballers, you're actually watching this now, if you are. Wake up tomorrow, then I've got to go to Soccer Aid training, which I believe starts at 2 till 5, but then I've got to be at the Ballers League final. So I'm going to have to leave Soccer Aid training early, go to Ballers League, win that, come back. We'll go back to the hotel actually, probably after Ballers, go and see the team, have a drink, get the congratulations and all that bullshit. Then after that, go back to the hotel, get some rest, wake up on Friday morning, Soccer Aid training again, which I've heard is some of the best bits.
Yeah.
In terms of everyone goes for a meal after it, you all have content days, you all do this and all that. And then enjoy it as much as I can, vlog as much as I can. And then Saturday, training again. Then a coach down to Manchester with all the squad. And just when we're about to read out these lineups, I just don't understand how my name's even there. It makes zero fucking sense. So then we get there on Saturday. What I'm going to try and do is when I get to the hotel on Saturday, nip home, stream, go back to the hotel, and then obviously on the Sunday play.
What, so you play, there's a hotel in Manchester, you say that?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Then nip home, stream, go back, then wake up Sunday morning and play in Soccer Aid. 8 o'clock kickoff, I think it is, or 7:45 on ITV, which is mad.
Could you do an IRL at the training ground?
I don't think I'm allowed because then people would find out where it is and then would come crowding it because obviously I'm friends with Taze MCR and they want me to get...
Was that another ego trip?
No, because I tried to
I'll
do
that.
I'll
let you do it because you talk about Soccer Aid and you can't let you.
No, I'm not joking, mate. They ain't there for fucking me. They got... Let's get into who they're going to be there for. Manager and player, Wayne Rooney, a good friend of ours. He's a fucking top bloke. And
very top bloke.
Out of everyone, they always say don't meet your heroes, don't they?
They do
but
say that.
When you meet him, he's fucking unbelievable. So down to earth, proper class lad, and he's just one of the lads, isn't
he? Yeah, I can't believe how normal he is to be.
Yeah, he's fucking brilliant. Tyson Fury.
I can imagine him being the exact same.
Yeah, I bet he's a good laugh.
Yeah, he's one of them people, you look on social media, he's so fucking famous.
Yeah.
But he doesn't come across like
that. No, humble guy. Yeah. Then in the backroom staff, I don't understand this, Harry Redknapp. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, winner, as well as a football manager. Vicky McClure, which is from Line of Duty. Okay. Incredible actor. And then the goalkeeping coach, David James. You know what I mean? Then you've got Dragon's Den, Stephen Bartlett.
Asking for a few quid while you're there.
I fucking will do.
They might ask you to go on Dragon's Den these days. Do you know what I mean? Then who else do we have?
Alex Brooker off the TV. Then we've got Jermaine Defoe, a former footballer. Then we've got Tony Duggan, a former footballer. Sir Mo Farah.
Wow.
But that's awkward, that. Because when I see him, I go, yes, Mo. or do I go, yes, sir, Mo? What do I do?
Stick to you.
Fair enough. Then, one of the greats there, in my opinion, Angry Ginge. Unbelievable. Thank you.
That's all mad.
It's mad, isn't it? Tom Grennan, Bear Grylls, Joe Hart.
Bear Grylls. Oh my God, I used to love him.
Used to. I'll let him know.
No, hey, I still love him.
Do you want me to get a sign something for you?
No, chill, genuinely. Joe Hart, you can get something from him. Oh, what a man.
Do you want me to get you something from Joe Hart?
Yeah.
Right, okay. But you wait, why? Oh, because you play for England. Because you ain't a City fan, mate. Steph Orton, former footballer. Aaron Lennon, former footballer. Dame Denise Lewis, Olympic gold medalist. Paddy McGuinness. No likey.
Single man, reveal yourself.
Gary Neville. Sam Quick.
I love Huel.
Huel. When I wake up in the morning, I have a bottle of Huel.
Where
it has the minerals and vitamins just that I need for the morning. And when I'm a bit peckish at night, I also have a Huel then. I'm basically, do you know the voice that's going around at the minute on TikTok with a Huel?
Yeah.
That's my mate, Callum.
I know, I've seen the phone call.
So what I'm going to do is get a bottle of Huel for Gary to sign and give it Callum.
Brilliant.
Be unbelievable. Actually, I might ring Callum now just to get him doing a little impression.
And at night.
Callum, he might be working. No, he won't be working.
What are you saying, family?
Yo, it's AJ. You good or not? Yeah.
Yeah, you boy, yeah?
Yeah, good, mate. Just currently sat on the off-stream podcast with Taze MCR.
Calm down.
We're going through the Soccer Aid squad, and we've got to Gary Neville. Do you know Gary?
I don't know him personally, but I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah. We're just wondering, could you give us, because let's be honest, Cal.
Put him on.
Yeah, can you put Gary on? Is he there with you?
Yeah. Yes. Alright, mate. Yeah. Morgan's on
full,
mate.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Right. Hello, Gary, you're my hero. Hang on a minute. Who the fuck are you? And I'll let off, mate,
because
the first time your name's come up.
No, so I'm being told now, Tony Adams' son.
Tony Adams' son? Who's Tony Adams?
Centre back, he's away for Arsenal.
Shut it, you fucking dick.
No, I am. I'm being serious.
Shut it, you fucking dick. I don't know a fucking Tony Adams' son. So what the fuck are you going on about?
No, so
I
what...
I'll tell you what, mate.
Yeah.
I'll give you an hour.
An hour?
An hour. And you're going to tell me who the fuck's been giving my number around your little fucking shit podcast.
Hey, that's too far,
that
Gary.
Is too far.
Gary, that's too far.
No.
Have you had your drink this morning?
I have, mate, yeah.
No, I've not. And if you had to try and make me have one, what would you say?
Well, I'm glad you've asked that. Huel, I absolutely love Huel. When I wake up in the morning, I run down the stairs knowing that I've got Huel in my fridge, ready for the day. 400 calories, roughly, around in each bottle, ready for a meal replacement. I usually go fasted throughout the morning, but I come home from the gym for a busy morning and drink Huel, and it sorts my day. Get yours now. Love now, invest later.
It's invest now and love later, you dick.
love knowing best later.
No, because you'll love it now, and then you'll want to get more later, so you'll invest in it.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Gary, I shouldn't have questioned you there.
So don't start telling me how the fuck to do my own joint, all right?
Yeah, fair enough. No, no worries. Sorry, Gary. And just coming up to soccer, are you looking forward to it?
Do you know what? I'll put Callum back on.
Yeah. Oh, you right, Cal?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. You all right, yeah?
Yeah. Nice. Is Gary gone, has he?
Yeah, he's busy.
All right. How's Garnaccio, your mum?
He's busy, yeah.
How's your mum? Sorry, mate. How's your mum, Garnaccio?
I don't know Garnaccio. I've got Paul Gascoigne at the minute.
His mum's got a trim like Paul Gascoigne.
Really?
Yeah, generally. Yeah.
Can you put Taze on by chance?
Yeah, you're on speaker, mate. Go on.
Hey, mate, you okay?
Hey, mate, yeah, are you?
Yeah, I'm all good, mate. What's happening?
Good. Could you do us a favour?
Of course I can. Anything.
I knew it was coming a mile away. Oh, is that 1-0 Gary or 1-0 Cal? I don't know. That is absolutely fantastic. Oh, yeah, of course I can. You dickhead. Oh, mate. Top banter. Top banter. Anyway, back into the squad. Paul Scholes.
Oh, my God. What a fucking player.
Jill Scott. Sam Thompson.
Jill Scott. Who did you play for?
Who's you play for? England.
Who else?
Don't know, actually. Double check. I did my research. Oh, was it? Oh, it's City, I think, wasn't it? Is that why you said that, or do you actually not know?
I'm asking you.
Jill Scott clubs. Let's have a look. Jill Scott played for Sunderland, Everton, City, then Everton on loan, then Aston Villa. So, yeah, she did play for City. Thought so. Jill Scott, Sam Thompson, who won King of the Jungle, and Louis Tomlinson from, of course, One Direction.
One D.
That is mental, innit?
If only your mum would have stuck to that, having one D. Because she didn't, do you get it? Because she was a...
Have some fucking respect.
I'm sorry.
And have some decorum. Sorry. You're embarrassing yourself. Listen, all my names there, I don't know, but I'm going to enjoy it as much as I can.
Give yourself some credit, mate. Give yourself some credit.
There's a difference between credit and that. But what I will say, Stephen Bartlett, I'm excited to meet him because I love Dragon's Den. Jermaine Defoe, again, a footballer, fantastic. Sir Mo Farah, I actually met him in Qatar, to be fair.
Who do you think you're going to get on with the most? Like, who do you think? Because when you're there, apparently, like...
Robbie Williams is there as well, actually. That's not on there, but yeah, Robbie Williams is there. Who do I reckon I'm going to get on with?
Who do you think you'll be chilling with?
Wazza. Yeah. Because I'm going into that there like I was the first Sidemen match. Like a... What's the phrase? A dog in headlights.
Mm-hmm.
I've never spoke to many of them. I've looked up to them all. I've known of them all, and they probably might not know of me. So it's a bit like, what do I do?
But how much you bet that I'd say 80% of them, 90% of them come up to you like, oh, my kids love you?
Nah, I doubt it. I'm going to be honest.
I bet you they do.
Nah, I doubt it.
Bet you they do.
But yeah, I'm going to be struggling to have a few sentences. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to very, very...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's just because you're thick. I'm going to struggle to string a sentence together. Like when I'm speaking to Aaron Lennon, Joe Hart, Mo Farah, Tom Grennan, Jermaine Defoe, Gary Neville, Paddy McGuinness. What do I say to him? Do you know what I mean? Other than I just fucking love you.
Higher would be a good start.
Pardon?
Higher would be a good start.
Yeah, shall we? Right, okay. You be, who can you be? Who do you reckon you can play?
I could play anyone.
Anyone?
Yeah.
Right, we'll go Mo Farah.
All right.
And what I will say is he's very PG.
He is.
Mo Farah is extremely PG. Sir Mo Farah.
Okay.
Yes, Mo, you okay, mate?
Yes, you're right. You're right, mate.
Yeah, good to meet you, mate.
Okay.
I met you in Qatar. I don't know if you remember, but you went on a jog with Danny Aarons.
Oh, yeah.
He came off that and said you were all right, prick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you not swear here, please?
Sorry, Mo. My apologies, Sir Mo. We're looking forward to it, though. Have you played one before?
Nah, I can't really be arsed.
Why?
Just can't really be arsed.
Have you been running this morning or?
Yeah.
Oh, how long did you do?
Did a little one today.
It's a little one.
74 miles.
Fucking hell, right. You're still going strong then, aren't you?
Yeah.
How old are you now, Mo?
Me? 64.
That's one. That's an easy one that I can't lie. I've done all right there. Bear Grylls. What am I saying to Bear Grylls?
You all right?
Pardon?
You all right?
Yes, yes. You okay, Bear? You okay, Mr. Grylls?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, good to meet you, mate.
You've just made the first mistake. You should never go up to someone with your hands out.
Why?
That's how you die.
So what should
That's
I...
That's how you die.
What should I have done?
You go up like this. So if there's a python living in the snake, it can't get you.
All right, fair enough. Sorry, Bear. We're only in Manchester, though.
That's right.
But yeah, it's just crazy, man. Right. What would your starting 11 be?
My starting 11? Oh, right. Now, there was a goalkeeper in, though.
Anyway. Yeah, Joe Hart.
Joe Hart. Joe Hart's going in net, of course. How are they going to score? Super Joe Hart in net. Bloody hell.
Decent. Defence.
I'll go with Angry Ginger at centre back.
Thank you. I don't know whether I'd prefer to start or not.
I'd say come off the bench.
I think so. So the way I look at it is if you start and you get subbed off in the 40th minute, you might not come on again.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're on the bench, you're always going to be looking forward to coming on, whether it's 20 minutes, whether it's 5, whether it's 10, whether it's 30, right? I'm going to be buzzing for it.
Did Miniminter do this?
He came off the bench. I think he got 15. So he got 15 minutes, which I'm going to be honest, I'll take that. But I think it's more the fact of everyone was expecting him to get a bit more. Yeah. So, but yeah, I'll take whatever, mate. I'm not bothered. But I think that moment of when you're getting subbed on and you're coming off the bench, I think that if people are clapping and cheering that you're coming on, I think that's the bit what I'd take in. Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm. That's the bit I'm looking forward to. I'd rather come off the bench.
But to be fair, you could spin it the other way and think if you've just done a generational performance, and then they take you off, and everyone stands up and claps you while you walk off.
Whoa, it's a win-win, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, what do you do?
Imagine everyone cheering and clapping as you walk off. You're there going.
I know. Yeah, under the Old Trafford lights whilst it's raining.
So what are we going to do at the training for Soccer Aid? Like, what are we going to do?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just planning it now. Like, what's the first thing we're going to do?
We?
What? What do you mean?
No, you got mixed up. This is Soccer Aid.
Yeah.
Yours is Baller League.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, like, obviously, you're going to the training. So, like, what are we going to do when we get there?
Oh, I'm just wondering. You actually might be able to come. I'll see if you can come. Not literally. Obviously. But now I'll see if you get allowed. But they're very strict, so I don't know, but we'll see.
Just throw my name about.
Yeah, they'll probably.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Go, Tate MCR, is he playing in Balls League? Yeah, get him in. Do you know what I mean? You just that. You got that sort of flow. Right, moving on from England.
Ooh.
Rest of the world.
Why is Tony Bellew on Rest of the World? I know he's...
Because, so, you said why is Tony Bellew, but you've not said why is Toby.
That's the first name I've just seen.
Oh,
Tony
is it?
Bellew.
Interesting.
That's great. Why would Tony Bellew not?
Because not everyone's going to be from. So they mix and match every now and then.
Right. Okay. By the way, Noah Beck, he's a baller.
He's a baller from what I've heard. Yeah. And what I saw in the first charity match when he played St Mary's Park, I think it was. But yeah, Noah Beck, a huge name. Tony Bellew, a huge name.
Mate of mine.
Is he a mate of yours? Well, we actually saw Ricky Hatton on the train down.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah? He actually went on to you, didn't he, and said, all right, Ginge.
I'm not going to lie. He didn't. No, but you're getting nowhere for lying, Taze. Leonardo Bonucci. I want to go through him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Justice for 2021 Euros. He scored the equaliser.
Yeah, do you know what? He was fucking dirty as well.
Yeah.
Done when he done that thing.
That was Chiellini. I knew he'd get mixed up, bless him. Then you've got Toby Brown.
What?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Actually, I hope that is his name. you've got Martin Cromston, an actor. I think he was also in Line of Duty. Richard Gadd, who was in Baby Reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then you've got Dermot Kennedy, a musician. Harry QL.
You just missed Brian Habana.
Brian Habana, a rugby player. Harry QL, which is a former footballer, Australian. Kaelin Kyle, former footballer. Gorka Marquez, does Strictly.
Yeah.
Nadia, a footballer. Livy Sheldon, Diamond, from she does Gladiators. I've actually been on, I've already met Livy. She's class, Liv. Then you've got Carlos Tevez.
That is crazy.
Who I'm hoping to go through as well.
Yeah, do it.
Edwin van der Sar. Wow. And I've actually, out of everyone there, brought the Edwin van der Sar shirt for him to sign. Yeah, because he is my Vidic goalkeeping hero. Nemanja Vidic. Right. Then Willie Bingrove. Big Zoo.
Willie Bingrove?
Yeah. It's mental.
That's crazy. And then Big Zoo.
Yeah,
I didn't know Big Zoo was playing. That's sick for him as well.
Yeah.
Was in for Zoo.
So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait. But it's like their squad compared to ours. Let's just say I've spoke to Wazza and
Van der Sar is a crazy one.
Mate, they've got Van der Sar, Schmeichel coaching. Like, I'm just trying to think here. What do I do here? Like,
they're real. Man aren't scoring.
Well, they have a proper goalkeeper in the first half.
Yeah.
Then second half, a celebrity goes in net.
Right. So Big Zoo could end up in net.
Big Zoo could end up in net.
Toby's a baller, isn't it?
Toby's a baller.
Yeah. I don't think Bellew will be very good.
No, but I won't say that to his face.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Absolutely not. Benucci's a player. Brian Gadda probably. I'm looking forward to seeing what celebrities are the shit ones. Like Richard Gadda, I ain't saying he's a baller.
I actually spoke to Bellew about coming on here.
Did you?
Yeah.
Clearly it didn't fucking work.
Well, you better pull him then.
You want me to ring him now or something?
No, you better pull him when you see him.
Oh, okay. When did you speak to him?
A couple of weeks ago.
Right, okay. Listen, if I can get any of these on the podcast, it'd be unreal. JT's meant to be coming on as well soon, hopefully, John Terry. But yeah, so the names we've just listed off there, the fact that I'm playing against him is crazy. And as long as I get a couple of touches on the ball, I play a few passes, that's all I'm bothered about.
It was just fucking pissing me off.
Was it?
Yeah, just that's just
doing fucking my fucking ending today.
Who?
That guy sat there watching us fucking. We're doing a podcast, mate. Do you want to just leave?
Don't speak to him like that.
Yeah, sorry. Right, score predictions then for Soccer Aid.
I swear they're like always mad things like 10-9.
No, it's like similar to Sider, like 6-5, 7-5, 7-3.
Do you think you're going
to win? I'd like to back my own ability, yeah. I'd like to back my own ability.
I can't see Rooney taking you off.
I'm out of the start.
Oh, yeah.
He did actually ring me last night, asked, would you like to start or come off the bench? And I kind of was like, listen, I'm happy with Enna. But it's nice he's asking me.
I can't wait to come. I'm going to get a shirt and everything.
Yeah, it should be good, yeah. Should be, you get what?
No, I'm gonna get a shirt with Angus Ginge on the back.
Can you actually? Well, my shirt says Ginge 13.
Right, I'll get.
So get an England shirt and get Ginge 13 printed on it.
Sweet. I'll get me, Chazza and JK one.
Yeah, and then I'll come up and sign it for you.
Nah, it's genuinely all right. Genuinely.
Sorry. Right. But do you think we're gonna win?
Because
rest of the world have probably got the better team.
I couldn't really care less. Typically, honestly, whether you win or not, I just think it's the old fact that you're there.
Yeah, I agree. But I've got a treble to complete.
True, I do.
I've got a treble, right? Scored and won in Qatar. Scored and won at Wembley.
Oh my God, if you score...
Score.
If you score here, genuinely. The shirt's coming off, mate.
Yours or mine?
Mine. The shirt is coming off.
I reckon you run on.
Do you think?
Yeah, run on. And just get chucked out, because it'll be the first and last time you ever go to a football ground anyway. So, yeah, if I score, I already know what celebration you want to do. No, I can't. I'm gone.
Go on.
Do you want to keep kept envisioning? I'm scoring the Rooney over head kick.
But you can't move your body like that. Let's not play silly buggers here. You trying to get that big truck in the air, genuinely, it's not happening.
Big truck is rude. But no, I'm hoping I can manage to get my leg up, manage to do it. And if I do... Mate, if that imagine that oh could go God. Down as the greatest ever charity match goal.
Oh my God! Do you think he would play you at the back?
Yeah, I've told him I want to play centre
right,
back.
So you're just gonna get in the box?
Yeah, corners, free kicks. I'm up there in it, and I just push my gut to get back. There's not a moment on that pitch I ain't gonna make sure I don't fucking run.
I feel like it's harder to do an overhead kick though on like set pieces. You want to be like there ought to be a chance where you think, fuck it, I'm going up.
Yeah, I hear that.
Getting the ball,
yeah,
getting the box.
Fair enough.
I think if you do that a couple points of the game, don't even though you're playing at the back, don't be too stressed about.
Yeah, but I'm there to win. It depends what the score is, innit? It depends what the score is.
If you're winning by three,
possibly. I'll speak to him anyway. And then I've also envisioned that I score a hat trick.
Ooh.
So I think it's clear it's come across. I'm getting fucking carried away.
Yeah, but I think we were talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
In this game, in this life, you got to be delusional.
That is true. Yeah, that is true.
Or you won't be.
Hat trick is crazy though. But I'm hoping I do score because I can already see the tweets. Ginger scored more than blah, blah, blah at Old Trafford this season because we've had a shit season. So it'll be funny.
Oh, have you? Have you had a shit season?
Yeah.
Oh, well, but it's just finished. It wouldn't be that bad. Did you just really finish like sixth or something? That'd be a shit season for United. Where did you finish?
15th.
Huh?
15th.
Well, like 1-5. No, I don't mean 15th up. I mean that downwards.
Yeah, 15th.
Really?
Yeah. Because what we thought we'd do is we'd try and get as close to 115 as possible. And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very, very much for watching today's episode. I appreciate that it was Baller League and Soccer Aid focus, but listen, two big opportunities for us there, so we wanted to speak about them. So I appreciate you all watching. Hopefully we'll see you at Ballers. Hopefully we'll see you at Soccer Aid. If not, make sure you are watching Ballers live on YouTube and on my Twitch as well. And of course, Taze will be playing there and he will hopefully be doing an absolute worldie of a performance. And then on Sunday, Soccer Aid. It's on ITV and make sure you watch it because it's going to go off. Hopefully, I have an incredible performance. Hopefully, I enjoy it. I mean, I can't see why I wouldn't. And thank you all. Leave a like, subscribe. And if you watch on Spotify, leave us 5 stars. And we'll see you next time.
Au revoir.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.